Roshis the Rosh Yakolel, or the Chevra Hakadosha Zeh, phenomenal zechus for me to be here, to be able to speak to you as the Chag HaKadosh of Shavuos looms ahead of us. It's a precious avoda that we're involved in right now, because to just try to stop a moment, we're involved, every one of us, we're involved in Livud HaTorah, but we're hungering that the Ribono Shel Olam should give us some kind of inspiration, another way of looking, maybe another approach, maybe another way of appreciating the Torah that we're learning, and therefore to accept it on a deeper level. So just the very hishtadlis that we're putting into right now is so precious in the eyes of Hashem, and Hashem should help us that we should all be able this Shavuos to be able to makabel Torah on a deeper level. They entitled this shiur, The Inherent Simcha of Limud HaTorah. I was thinking about the pasuk, Pekudei Hashem Yishor Mesamchei Lev, and I was thinking about an incident that occurred many years ago before we moved to Florida, when I was the rabbi of the beginner's minyan in a shul in Forest Hills, New York. I would daven early where we lived in Kew Gardens, and then I would go to Forest Hills, and I would speak. They had a minyan called Chabrat Yisrael, was the name of the shul, Rabbi David Al-Ghazi, the rabbi. And on Shabbos morning, non-religious people would come to the minyan, and they would sit. There was a mechitza there. I used the Mitzuda English Shabbos Seder. And I would explain the structure of the davening, etc. And every week I would include some aspect of Hilchos Lashon Hara. And I remember there was one lady there who was listening to what I was saying. And when I started speaking about Hilchos Lashon Hara, this lady like lit up like a torch. I remember the reaction was very surprising. I was struck by she was nodding her head so vigorously that it seems that she was soaking into her neshama every single aspect of Hilchos Lashon Hara. It seemed to be so true. She absorbed it fully. And that was the embodiment of Pekudei Hashem Yishor Mesamchei Lev. It's a simcha gedola that she had. She found it. Like she found, yes, this is true. It has to be this way. And it was remarkable. I remember today, she later became frum, and she married a frum fellow, and it was quite an experience. But I want to go tonight, I want to discuss the simcha of that was inherent in Limud HaTorah on a deeper level, and for that I'd like to quote from my Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, Rabbi Leibowitz from Chofetz Chaim, in Chidushi Alev. There's a Gemara in Psachim, Tana Rebbe Chiyom. Kol osik b'Torah lifnei am ha'aretz ki'ilu bo'el arusasa b'fanov. You hear that? You make slim shot in that? Anybody who learns Torah in front of an am ha'aretz, how is the am ha'aretz looking at this? The Talmud Chacham is bo'el arusasa b'fanov. Shenemar, Torah tziva lanu marusha, marasha, al tigrei marasha elan mi'urasa. Don't say it's an inheritance. Say it's a collar. She to him. So what on earth is going on here? A Talmud Chacham learning Torah in front of an Am Haaretz, and how the Torah image that? I mean, how could that possibly be? There's no greater travesty. There's no greater injustice. There's no greater aggression, and such a thing like that. And what I'm doing? I'm learning Torah. What's your problem? So Rashi's Masbir, Ki'ilu Boyal Arusasa Befanav Shem Mevayashu. I'm Mevayashu. I'm a Talmud Chacham is learning. I'm Mevayash the Am Haaretz. I'm Mevayash the Am Haaretz. How am I Mevayash the Am Haaretz? Remember, first, Marsha, Darshu Mi Lashem Urasa, Chazal Darshan from the Lashem Urasa, Ki A Torah Nimshal Al Isha, Bekama Makomas. The Torah is Nimshal to Isha in many places. Ubitchilas nisinasa liYisrael harei karusa. Before, when initially is given to the klal Yisrael, it's in the designation of an arusa. Adacha sheyalamdo until after he learns it. Shenasis lo keisha. I have to learn the Torah and then it becomes an isha. V'imkein am haaretz sheinenu lo meid harei nishra lo kearusasa. She never became his wife. She always is left as his arusa. She's always left as his kala. And you're learning my Torah. You're taking my collar. The Talmud Chacham Oseg Bo Befanav, and this Talmud Chacham is learning Torah in front of this fellow that he never was Zocha to marry this Torah, so to speak. And that's why it's considered Mevayishim. So my Rebbe asked Akasha, what on earth? The Amar's never learned. He doesn't want to learn. He's not interested in learning. He's Mevazalom Dim. So what kind of, how is it then that he's so upset that you're taking away my collar from me? So Teretz is Azay Tzarech Lomar Shebesoch Omek Levovo Yodea Kol Am Oresha Torah Hiarusoso Benachaloso. In the depth of his heart, and subconsciously, he doesn't even realize it, but subconsciously, everybody, every Am Haaretz, every single Jew, recognized, I have a Shaychus, thus is mine, that's my Torah. That's my Torah, it's in me, it's be'atzmi, the Torah. And all of the Meva, all of the Bizoyon, and everything, it's only lip service. It's only Menasav HaVilachos. He doesn't really mean it. I mean, he does, consciously he means it. It's the Yisurim that they feel on the deepest level. Oh, I'm missing the boat. I'm out. I'm missing the boat here. And they feel so upset with themselves. But they can't feel upset with themselves. So they, I'm a mifazer the Torah, I'm a mifazer the Lomdim, because I can't stand to get in touch with my real feelings and start learning. Ach be'omek levavam avhei makirim eso emes. Shemoshe emes v'saroso emes u'bizoyon godol avurom she'enum lomdim Torah. It's a bizoyon godol. They can't face it. They can't stand it. It's a bizoyon godol that they feel deep within themselves. What am I doing? I'm out. It's my Yerusha from the Ribbono Shalom. It's me. It's my possession, my treasure. What am I doing? I want. I'm too busy going after my pleasures of my life. I don't want it anymore. So I'll downgrade it, which is a reaction that we often see. I want to draw one more point. So the Rosh Yeshiva says it's fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. And then the thunderbolt comes at the end. So hold on. Rosh Yeshiva says, Motsinu also the Rishei Umos Olam, we find that in the Rishoyim of the world, it's the same thing. It's fascinating. Kasa B'Svarim, why do they hate us so much? I ask this question. Why do they hate us? We're nice Jewish people. We're wonderful people. Just get to know us. You'll see we're lovely, and we're sensitive, and we're Bali and Musa, and we're honest. And you fall in love with us. So it's counterintuitive, but that's the way it is, Rabosai. That's the way Esav, Son of Yaakov. That's the way it is. So why is that? It's a cause of the swarm say. Hatam sheumos olam sonim es Yisrael hu mishum sheim mekanim b'Torah, because they have kuna from the Torah. That's the reason. And he brings down from the Siddur Yaivitz. It's a famous Siddur Yaivitz. He says ma otzmu nosu rosh hakomim aleinu. How they raise their heads, those who come against us min ureinu from our youth lahashmidenu. They want to destroy us, la'akrenu. They want to rip us out, l'sharshenu, from the very roots. Why? Mipnei ha'sino she'sibosa ha'kino. From the sino, which the sibo of the whole thing is kino. So says the Siddur Yaivitz. Harei mevor, says Rosh Yeshiva. I feel a rishay yom asolim. What are they? What are they? What are they? Makana? What are you makana? What are you makana? Makana our Torah. They hate our Torah. They despise our Torah. They hate it. They think it's the worst thing in the whole world. They think we're the scourge of the earth, the Torah. And they're Makana. We have that. It makes sense out of that. They're Makana us for our Torah. What? It's all because all the rishis is on down deep. Ragoyim know that. The Goyim know how special our Torah is. Ayosim Midivreina, here it comes. Even the worst of the Umos Olam, Kol Shekein Risha Yisrael, Yodim Besoch Omek Levavam Es Erech Shel Torah. Everybody knows the Erech of the Torah. Lachain Iefsha, and here's the bomb. Iefsha L'Rosh L'Yos Sameach Be'emes Bolam Hazeh. Nobody can be really happy in this world. Nobody. as long as we exist, as long as we're following the Torah, they're all unhappy with us. They're all unhappy. It's like we're a thorn in their eyes. That we have the Torah. We're Mekabel the Torah. It's our Yerusha. We're a thorn in their eyes. They can't stand it. And so therefore they resist and they're hostile to us, and they'll never be happy. They'll never. No matter what they have and everything they have, the wealth and everything that they have, the power and everything else, step on us and whatever they want to do, but they'll never be happy. Why? Because we exist. Because we have this precious, precious Torah. Kimen sheyodea besoch omek libo. He knows within the depths of his heart that they don't have the Torah. They're not mekayim the Torah. Now listen to this last line. Rak mishalomiras haTorah mekayima. Only those who learn Torah and mekayim the Torah yochol liyos sameach beemes ba'olam hazeh. Hear that for a statement. Only those who learn are able to be sameach beemes, b'olam hazeh milvad sheyizke l'chayol mabo. Besides what they get in the future, the world to come. Therefore, this lady that I described before, who was so aggressively nodding her head, yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful that there should be laws that you can't slander other people. As Mamish Gavalti, it's gorgeous. It's true. It's true. She had an appreciation of it on that level. It was far deeper than that too. That's me. That's my Yerusha. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to me as an inheritance. That's my inheritance. I'm bathing my neshama in godless. When I sit down to learn, that's me. What could be greater than that? The Rabbos said that we have the line of those who learn Torah have the only, we're the only ones in the world who be truly besimcha. Okay, that's the first point. I wanted to say a conversation I once had with Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zechut Tzadik, the Kosher of Racha. He told me that the way to attract people to Yiddishkeit is through Torah. He said, introducing Torah to a person is like introducing the right boy to the right girl. All you have to do is make the introduction, and they take it from there. You just make the introduction. That's all right. They'll take it from there. I said, that's what he said. The Torah, why? Because Hashem loves us so much. Hashem wants to draw us close to Him. So He put within us a frequency that we absorb the Torah and we're drawn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Number two. I want to tell you a marshal from the Chofetz Chaim. This is another way that we can try to approach the great simcha of Torah, and that has to do with Shviras Hamidus. The Gra said, Ikar Chiyus Adam. The Ikar Chiyus of Adam, he said in Evan Shlema, Lehischazek Tami B'Shviras Hamidus, is to try to constantly combat our Midos Im Lav Lomalochayim. If a person were not engaged actively in trying to improve our Midos, then why are we here? Here we see Rabosai, the tremendous, tremendous simcha of conquering a Midah, of growing in a Midah. If a person, for example, learns to be more patient, if a person learns to get overcome jealousy, if a person rose to the occasion and he didn't take vengeance, whatever it is, if a person can work on himself, that's a huge joy, that's a simcha. But that simcha can only be derived by limud haTorah. As the Chofetz Chaim says in this marshal, there were once two kings, this is in Shmiras HaLosh and the Shaar HaTorah. There were once two kings, and they didn't like each other. They decided to fight each other, but they had an interesting arrangement. They said, we're going to fight for 4 days, and the best man win. So therefore, their armies went out the first day, and they clashed together. And the first king, we'll call him King Aleph. He won. And the second day, they went out and clashed, and King Bez won. And the third day, they came out clashing, and King Aleph won. So the soldiers of King Bez are worried that King Aleph's 2-1 and they're going to beat us again tomorrow. So the soldiers of King Bez said, you know, we got to do something. But I'm afraid we're going to lose this war tomorrow. I'm afraid Aleph's going to win again, make it 3-1. So therefore, I think what we'll do, we found out that they hold their weapons, they have their weapons in a certain armory, and it's not very well guarded, that armory. I suggest tonight we attack the armory. We can attack the armory, take away their weapons. Take away the weapons, they won't be able to fight us. His chaver said, good idea, and they got some people together, and they attacked the armory that night. And they were able to ransack the armory and take away all the weapons. So the next day, when the alarm came out, and King Bez's soldiers went to get their weapons, there were no weapons there. And so therefore they had to submit. That's the marshal of the Chofetz Chaim. Kein mamish hadavar hazeh, he says. He said, Yadua, the Yetzer Hara is a ish milchama. He's a very, very wily competitor. V'rogil tami li lochem im klal yisrael. And the Yetzer Hara wants to fight Klal Yisrael, and sometimes he wins and sometimes we win. And the Yetzer Hara says, I don't have any Yetzer here. I got to do something. I got to take away their armory. I got to take away their weapons. Shem nil chomim in me. They're always fighting me with this weapon. Vehi ha-Torah. What is the weapon? The weapon that we have against the Yetzer Hara is the Torah, says the Chofetz Chaim. Asher hi levad ha-megino li-Yisrael min ha-Yetzer Hara. That's the only thing which is going to do it. Vehi ha-Kli Zion. Asher nil chomim imo. It's the Kli Zion that Klal Yisrael have to fight the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lotara Talvin. Ubilto, without the Torah, Efshali Hinotzel Meito, it's impossible to be saved from the Yetzahara. So, Chainanu Droim Bechush, we see Bismanenu, Shezeh, Kol Darko Shel Yetzahara. The derech of the Yetzahara is to get us to stop learning. The way that we learn, the way that we defend ourselves against the Yetzahara, is because of the Torah that we learn. So that's number two. When we talk about the inherent simcha of Torah, is that the great excitement of working on ourselves, the great excitement of growing, of advancing. I don't get as angry as much as I used to. I'm able to be more patient now. It's amazing. My wife has even seen it. She says, oh, you're more patient now. Thank you. And I feel so good. I feel so good. And my children notice a change in me. I go to the kollel, I learn, I come home, I'm a different person. It's beautiful. I'm in love with myself. I'm so happy. But that only comes with Limud HaTorah. It's only with Limud HaTorah. That's what's going to do it. There's no other way. There's no other way to fight it except with Limud HaTorah. I want to say for you Chofetz Chaim says when he brings down the Torah is compared to water. He says also in Shmir Solosh. So he says, one of the things that he says to Chofetz Chaim in the comparison to water, Mamayim amalim es atome mitumoso, just like water raises a tome from his tuma, kach divrei Torah amalim es odim mituma letar. Divrei Torah raise a person from tuma to tar. Just like the mikveh, just like the Torah, the mikveh raises a person out of his tumah, so the Torah raises him out of tumah. And then he says in brackets, this is the Torah, the Chofetz Chaim speaking, Memelo, just like mayim ha-metarim as ha-odom, av sheha-tumah mispashetes b'chol eivorov, even though the tumah is overtaken his entire body, even if you have a person who's really lived a wayward and done wayward life and done real really bad things, the Torah is malahim. The Torah raises him up. The exhilaration, this is the third point, the exhilaration of cleansing ourselves, that we don't have to feel guilt. We're guilt-ridden. We're on the track. We're growing. We're connecting ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're involved in His Torah. It's a cleansing of myself, which is so awesome. The world goes around feeling bad. We go around feeling happy, optimistic. A friend of mine from Yeshiva years ago, Baal Tshuva, he was asked to be an aide at a chasana. He didn't know if he should be an aide at a chasana. He said, well, all the things I've done in my past, I don't know. He was at that time he was a Ben Torah, but he said, all the things I've done in my past, I really don't know. I don't know. Didn't know what to do. So he called Rav David Feinstein's Zatzal. Rav David Feinstein says the Torah is a mikveh. The Torah is a mikveh. Forget it. Go. Be an aid. Because the Torah is a mikveh. You're obviously you're a different person now. You're cleansed. This is number three. The cleansing of the Torah. It's empowering. Number four. I want to tell another marshal from the Chofetz Chaim. And that comes out, it's a treating it from a different perspective. The Chofetz Chaim quotes, Om Rabbo Seinu, is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Om Rabbo Seinu, Zichron Livrocha, Beper Chelek, Kol Oseg Bat Torah Lishmo, Rav Amar Kilu Bona Palterin Shalmala Palterin Shalmata. Now what I want to do here, Rabosai, is to feel so good about everything we say, every drop of learning that we do, to try to focus our attention what's going on. I think it's important to do that, because it gives us another perspective of the godless of what we're doing. You're sitting in a seat here in the kollel, and whatever we're learning, but we have no hasaga of what we're doing. So just the thought, that thought of itself is very constructive, very helpful to help us just appreciate what it means. And every ounce of effort we put in, listen to this. The Rav said that if anybody learns Torah, Oseg B'Torah Lishma, it's like he built Palterin, a Palterin like a palace. He built a palace, Shalmalo, Palterin Shalmato. So the Chofetz Chaim is Masbir this with a beautiful, it's like with a beautiful marshal. Let me say what it is. He says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, V'cho Hashem Chesed, to you Hashem is Chesed, you repay a person according to his deeds. That's the pasuk. I'll repeat the pasuk. To you, Hashem is chesed. Hashem, you're such a baal chesed. Why? Because you repay a person according to what he did. Why is that chesed? Why? That's not chesed. I mean, Hashem, so to speak, Hashem's system, I owe it to you. You know, like, yeah, this, you do aveiros, you do mitzvahs. So what does it mean it's a chesed? Al achlefi zeh nicha. But now he's going to explain Rav's statement about building Palterim above in the following way. He said like this. Imagine there was a king, and in his kingdom there was an inventor. And this inventor, he built a machine. And this was a wonder machine that could build a city in a day. It built a whole city, a whole magnificent city in a day. It's quite a machine. They came very happy with that man. And he rewarded him handsomely. But would he call the city by his name? Every city that the person builds, is he called it by his name? Or he gives him credit? He gives him credit for building the city. He says, it's your city, my friend. The king wouldn't do that. So he says, so what is Hashem doing to us? The emes, ki ha'odam ba'atzmo bone ato elu al palterin. When he says, when Rav said that when I learn, it's as if I built the palace, sheyu nikroin al shmo, that the palace is built on me. It's like my palace. Halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kocha grosso mechadesh v'tuva b'chol yom tamaseh v'reshis. What? It's not mine. What do you mean? It's like I built it. You didn't build it. I'm mekayim the world. It's my world. I'm a kind of olamos elyono. Says they're my worlds. So yeah, they are. He says that it's like Hashem gives you that zuchus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechasdo. That's a chesed. Mechashe lo ki'ilu hu be'asmo bona palterin shalmalo v'shalmata. All of the heavenly words are yours. They go by your name. You built them. You're keeping the world going, not me. I'm learning. You're keeping the world going. And not only that, you're giving me the ability to learn, too. The breath in my lungs. You're giving it to me. I'm not building this on my own initiative. Sorry, it's a chesed. You are. That's what he says, Ke'ilu. He says, it's Ke'ilu, all of the Palteir and Lamala, and all of the Palteir and Lamala are yours. Yours, yours, yours. I'm giving it to you, my dear. So why am I quoting this? We have lots of worlds up there. They're called by our name. We're the ones sustaining them. We're sustaining the earth. We're sustaining the Palteir, and we're sustaining far, far many heavenly regions that we don't even know about. How are we sustaining them? We're sustaining them by virtue of our Torah, of our Limud HaTorah. I don't have too much time left, but I just want to conclude. There's two more things. Number one, I was a bacher in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. It was Levi one night. Learning in Yerushalayim, there was a Levi one night. And the mace, the nifter, was a benefactor to the yeshiva. So all the bachrim came out of the Beis Medrash. And there was a plaza there. And we were listening to Hespedim. And then went to Har Menuchos to bury him. And we got up there. And I remember in my mind, the burial. You know, there's Chevek Kedisha, somebody, I think, went down into the grave and lowered him down. There was no Aron, there was just in Tachrichim, and it was a whole thing. They had two halogen lamps. It was dark as it could be up there. Dark, pitch black up there. But they had these two halogen lamps. They're very bright, bright white lights. And the Bachrim were all there. They were all there. And we were watching the whole thing. And then after they buried him, so we were walking back to the parking lot, and we had to go down the mountain to the parking lot to all of our cars to drive back to the yeshiva. So we were going down, 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 and in my mind's eye, I saw the halogen lamps, the light, like bouncing up and down. As the steps of the person who carrying the lamps was going down, down, I saw the light going down, 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 down. And darkness came over the kever, and he was alone. I still had that feeling. We're going down to the parking lot. There's only one person, not going anywhere. There's only one person. He's now enveloped in darkness, and that's him, the one they just buried. And that was, it's him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all it is. All of his friends, all of his family, everything. It's all gone. It's all finished. Now it's just him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I was thinking to myself, maybe it's good to go to the house of mourning, you know, to Beis Avel. It's good to go to Beis Avel to get chizuk from it. You know, so I get chizuk from this story that time is going by. Time is really going by. And, you know, the gray hairs start to come out of our beards. And some of us more than others, but that's the way it works, Rabosai. And looking back, the simcha of a life which is spent with Hashem's Torah, a simcha with a life which is dedicated by toiling in Hashem's Torah. What kind of feeling is that going to be at the end when a person looks back at his life? It's a motivation, Rabosai, as it should be for all of us. It's a motivation, it's something to think of. Time is going. How do I spend my minutes? One last point, and then I'll conclude with this. There's a Zohar, which I think is a beautiful Zohar, and I think it's very, 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 very kedai to read before Shavuos. Says again, this is in Shmiras HaLoshen. He says this, Vazel Lashon HaZohar Kodesh V'Parshas Truma. He says like this. And this is a Hebrew, a Hebrew rendition of the Aramaic of the Zohar. He says like this. B'chol zman sh'atorah miskayemes b'olam, as long as the Torah is miskayemes in the world, v'nei adam oskim ba, and people are osik in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach, Hashem rejoices b'maisa yadov, in the works of his hands. He's sameach in all the worlds. You hear this? What are we doing? What are we doing? We have no idea what we're doing. And the heavens and the earth are standing in their kiyum because it's on our shoulders. The whole world is on our shoulders. The lom they turn, the kai may turn. Elo. The ode, Elish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osef Kol HaPamal Yishalo. Hashem gathers all of the heavenly retinue. The Omer Elohim, Ru'u, Am Kadosh, Sheyesh Li Baretz. Look at this cold, holy nation I have in the world. Shatar Misateres Biglolam. Hear that phrase? Misateres. Misateres means crowned. Yeah. Our Limud HaTorah puts a crown on the Torah. Hashem Yisbarach is made to the heavenly Pamal Yishamalu, that the Torah is misateris miglolam. For because of my people, they're learning the Torah, they're learning my Torah, the Torah is wearing a crown. We're all contributing a crown of the Torah. Ru'u ma'asei yodai shatem amartim. Look at my human beings. That you said, mo enosh kisis karenu. You asked me a kasha, Hashem says that I'm a malachim. You asked me, what is man that you should be mindful of him? What is he? The Haim and the heavenly retinue, kasher roim simchas ribono ve'amo, and they see the simcha the Ribono Shalom has with his people. Miyad poschim omrim mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechad bovis. Immediately the malachim join and say, yes, Ribono Shalom, what nation are there like this in the world like your people? We can all have a chelek in this, Rabbosai. Well, in all that we just said, the deep-seated need to learn Torah, and Shviris Amidos, which is doing battle with the Yetzer Hara, armed with the Torah, and awareness of the godless of what we're doing building worlds and worlds and worlds, which Hashem calls by our name, and we're cleansing ourselves with the Torah, which is a mikvah, and we're taking advantage of every moment that we can, and we are crowning the Torah. We're crowning the Torah. With our Limud HaTorah, it puts it in a different perspective. Shavuos is coming up. It's opportunity to climb another step, in the Limud HaTorah and Avodas Hashem, which is ever greater because through the Limud HaTorah. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, help us all, Rabosai. That should be very inspiring with Shavuos, and may help us to constantly climb, Rabosai, constantly climb in all of our Torah.